This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
We do it each and every day. We talk dogs. Today we push it back just a little bit to talk to our friend who is Brad Nessler, who calls the game on Saturday for CBS. And, of course, we go on the sidelines with the dogs, which is brought to you by Brightbox. And, Ness, today we got our man Randy Mack in for Mike, who's off. But it is good to talk with you. And this is a big one, my friend. This is exciting because I think a lot of dog fans have been waiting for this this game tomorrow.
I think a lot of dog fans are going to be here, too, Carl. Man, just judging by downtown last night, there's going to be a pretty good portion of red in the stands. I don't think it's going to be quite like Notre Dame last year, but I know the same company has got a lot of buses coming over here, and I think they'll be well represented. This, you know, I just heard Mike's deal with Kirby there, and the season starts for both these teams. Actually, it started for LSU last week, and they lost Florida, but this is where it all gets good. And you know, Georgia's been kind of in the kiddie pool, if you will, you know, for 6 weeks, and they're about to get in the deep end down here, so it's going to get interesting.
I said this the other day, Ness. I was like, Georgia is a top five team that you just not have heard anything from. And I know it's because of the schedule, but it could be there's really no drama going on there right now.
You know, talking to Dave Aranda today, the defensive coordinator for LSU, and he said, "Do you ever see the movie What Lies Beneath with Michelle Pfeiffer?" And
yeah.
I looked at him and I said, "Yeah, I actually like Michelle Pfeiffer a lot. Why do you mean, coach?" And he said, "Georgia hasn't had to do anything so far. I mean, you know, they don't play Jake in the fourth quarter, basically. They haven't shown anything fancy or flashy." And he said, "It's all coming tomorrow." He said, "What lies beneath is what Jim Chaney's got up his sleeve, offensively, at least for Georgia." So, you know, I think all from this point on to the end of the season, all stops will be pulled out. And, you know, I'm like you guys. We have a lot of friends that are Georgia fans, majority of them are anyway. And they're looking at 43 points a game and only giving up 13 and going, "Oh, geez, they're not playing very well. I didn't watch the end of the game because it was so lopsided." Well, what do you want? they're scoring 43 and they're only giving up 13. That's not bad football, even if you're just playing against, you know, the kindergarten kids. So we'll find out immediately tomorrow. And, you know, Georgia hasn't been behind except for one play all year. So if they get down here and they get down a touchdown or something, it'll be interesting to see how everybody reacts.
By the way, Jake Fromm, 18-2 as a starter. Lots of talk about the quarterbacks for Georgia, which I want to get to. But, Ness, you've done games there. And, you know, we try to explain to our listeners who've never had an opportunity to experience a game there. Randy's played in that stadium and knows what that environment is like. How do you describe it? How do you describe it?
It's a little bit different at night than it is in the afternoon. But the way I describe it is just take 102,000 people and set them outside. They're already out there, if you know what I mean. The parties have begun in the parking lot. So if you just take a whole day and a half of partying and then you pack 102,000 people into this place and they've had a lot of beverages before the game and the scene is really something sweet. It's really, the stadium shakes. It feels sort of like there's an earthquake somewhere down the street in New Orleans or something. And I don't know. It's hard to explain. Randy knows it a lot better than I do, but it's a pretty special place.
It's crazy down there. Just like you said, it shakes, and it's a whole lot of tailgating going on. Ness, last week you called the LSU-Florida game. What was it about the LSU? Because, I mean, if you look at he hasn't turned the ball over all season. Last week you saw him turn the ball over. What did Florida do in order to make those turnovers happen?
Well, first of all, Florida's got some guys that can really pin their ears back and come after the quarterback, and C.C. Jefferson and Zuniga and those guys, and you know, that was a pass rusher's game, and LSU's been struggling with their offensive line. Tomorrow will be the first time that they've had the same offensive line starters 2 weeks in a row, so they've had to shuffle around there, and they didn't protect their quarterback very well, and with that, you know, come the turnovers. And you know, the first pick he threw, that was the pick six, you know, we talked to him about it about a half an hour ago. It was a pretty good ball. It was a really good play that the guy made on the ball. And it was there a half second earlier if he'd have let it go. It probably would have been a completion. And who knows, maybe they'd have driven down scored and won the game. So the turnovers have been a problem for them the last couple of weeks. They were really good with that in the first month of the season. They were, I think going into even last week, they were plus 8 or plus 9 in turnover ratio, and you win a lot of ball games doing that. So first time, you know, they didn't protect their quarterback very well, and the turnovers are what happens when you don't.
It's Brad Nessler, guys. He's got the call tomorrow. CBS SEC Game of the Week. It's Dogs and LSU. Lots of talk about Joe Burrow. And Mike and I have been talking about it this week, Ness. The idea that do you believe he can make the throws over the top to beat Georgia? And I think, you know, for them to win, he's going to have to make some of those throws. You've seen him. What do you think?
He made them against Auburn, you know, when they had to have him. And he threw some really good balls in that game, and that's how they won. So he knows he's capable of doing it. He's a very confident kid. I'm spending half an hour with him today, and he's a no-nonsense guy. We could barely get him to smile. And the guy's wearing Daffy Duck socks. You know, I couldn't even get him to laugh at his own socks. So he's all business. He said all he does is watch tape, practice, and go home. I said, have you experienced any of the South, you know, kind of digging it around here? Nope. Just all football. He'll have to make throws. And, you know, their tailback by committee is not bad. It's not Georgia's, but it's pretty good. And I think a matchup to watch is DeAndre Baker when he gets lined up with Justin Jefferson. Jefferson's their best threat. They've got good receivers. They've got tall receivers, but Jefferson's his favorite guy. And that matchup and also Mecole Hardman against Greedy Williams on the other side. I just love watching those matchups of really great corners and two really good receivers.
Yes, sir. Ness, I've asked a lot of people, and you get different opinions about it. What has been your assessment of this quarterback, this two-headed quarterback that Georgia's playing now?
I think it's cool, Randy. It's working for them. Right. We call it a situation, Gary and I. We don't call it a controversy because there's nothing controversial. It's Jake's team, but it's Justin's. When he comes in there, you know, they rally around him just as good as Jake. You can't pull a guy, you know, you already said 18-2, whatever, as a starter, and throwing 73%, you don't pull a guy like that. But if Georgia's run game, for some reason, gets shut down tomorrow, we're going to see Justin Fields because he changes things even for the tailbacks when he comes in because just the threat that he can do it and, you know, the read option and him keeping it like he did against Tennessee, that puts the fear into defensive coordinators and the players themselves. So Devin White knows where he's going to be at all times. He said, when number one comes in, my job is to find him and to put him down. So, one of the best linebackers in the country and a great kid. He's one of my favorite players. So there's another matchup. If Justin's on the field, you watch where number one is and then watch where number 40 goes.
On the Sidelines, brought to you by our friends at Brightbox. It's Brad Nessler joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We've heard Kirby Smart talk a lot this week, Ness, about, you know, being in the box, controlling the box, that line of scrimmage. And one of the things that, you know, the Dogs have been concerned about is, listen, Missouri ran the ball down their throat. I mean, it's 170 yards, and, you know, they were concerned about that. And now you just talked about it. The backs by committee for LSU, Kirby has said, if we don't control the box, they're going to be able to run the football and have success against us on Saturday.
Yeah, Brossette, you know, is a good back. Ed Ogeron was saying that's one of the brightest spots he's seen this year is his development, how far he's come. He's a guy that, you know, ran the ball 19 times last year, and he's got almost 600 yards, you know, this season. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is kind of a combination guy, good out of the backfield as well. They don't have that third and one guy, you know, when they had Fournette or Darius Geis, one of those guys that the pile always moved forward. They don't have one of those cats, but these two guys are good. And, you know, I think we just had a meeting here with our graphics. I think combined as a duo, they're number two in the conference as far as number of yards and touchdowns combined, something like that. See, I don't pay attention when I'm going through my own booth rehearsal. I forgot what that graphic said already. They'll remind me sometime tomorrow. By the way, I'm literally on the sideline. The dog's on your sideline dog thing. Actually, I'm in Coach Orgeron's booth right now because I'm trying to get out of the noise of this PA. But I'm looking down at the sideline, and it is a beautiful day down here. I don't know what it is back home, guys.
It's perfect.
It's about 80 and sunny right now, and it's gorgeous.
It's perfect. Nice fall day. And to what Carl was saying about, and there, a lot of people, Ness, you know, are talking about the Missouri. Missouri's running against a light box. All right, they were running. You know, they're running the spread. Georgia was spread out a little bit. They're not going to be spread out against LSU. You don't think, do you?
No, you know, they run some jet sweep stuff, but not as much as they did when Matt Canada was here last year. Steve Emsinger's got a little more pro style, you know, play action stuff. So nothing fancy. Although Burrow is a good enough runner that you have to at least you know, kind of keep an eye on him because he's not afraid to run and he's not a guy that slides. I even said, have you learned to slide yet? He goes, looked at me and said, no, but I will run out of bounds if they make me. So he's a tough kid from Ohio, and he likes running the football. He doesn't mind putting his head, his nose in it a little bit. So they got to be careful about him, too, a little bit.
Ness, have you had a chance to visit with Coach O? Coach O?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we just got done about 2 hours ago. He's a beauty. He told a great story. He said he went home last night, and he said, well, I went with Kelly. He said, we usually stop and get Subway, but he said, we got some rice, and we got some rice and white beans and everything. I mix it all up. And he said, basically, and then he went on to say he didn't really have a side, a main staple to go with that, some kind of meat. And he said, I thought she was grilling outside. I could smell it. He said, it was my neighbor. So he said, my neighbor came over, and he had one of those, what do you call, blue cheeseburgers? And he said, but he only, and it was perfect with my rice and beans. It was just a perfect compliment, but he only brought me a half a burger. And I said, well, that's not enough. That's not enough, Coach. And he said, I told him, he said, the guy, after he gave it to me, he said, you know, we sat up in the box last time. It was a home game. That's pretty nice. And he said, I tell you one thing. You want to sit in the box for the Georgia game, you got to bring more than a half a burger.
He's right about that.
It's a tough ticket is what I'm saying, guys. Right?
It is. I mean, listen, I think the anticipation of this game, we talked about it when we saw you at SEC Media Week. We talked about it in the summer when we talked to you, and everybody kind of circled this game on the calendar. Tomorrow it goes down, guys, and I can't wait, Ness, to hear you guys call. I heard Gary earlier talking about this game and kind of breaking it down. I know he's going to be all over it. We're looking forward to watching you guys and seeing how this game plays out. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Ness.
Okay, guys. Have a good one. And I guess my six-pack's in the mail.
Yeah, man. Amen. We got you squared away. We got you.
Yeah. Okay, I heard new cans and everything. I heard all about it.
Yeah, new cans, a little different color, but the same great taste.
I love that line, the same great taste. Hey, Bo's got my – hey, Carl, Bo's got my address. You just send it on.
We got you, man. We're going to send you a nice – probably two Sixers?
I mean –
two Sixers.
Yeah, take them to the South Side where they don't let you get one can.
Yeah, Ness, a guy calls today and he's like, hey, they're only giving us one can down here. Oh, man. Hey, enjoy. We'll talk to you.
That stuff is like gold.
It is. Hey, it's in demand. There's no doubt about it. That's Brad Nessler, guys. Watch him tomorrow on CBS Sports. It's the game of the week, the SEC game of the week.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.